Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to Who Is Now Ready podcast show. And this is the first episode on Who Is Now Ready podcast show. And you are all welcome. I warmly welcome you. Welcome. All right, in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you my experience, my encounter with the Holy Spirit during the day, a day like this. And a revelation I had in the night, in my dream. Here goes. And I pray as you listen, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. On one faithful afternoon of Monday, November 8, 2021, Holy Spirit came to me and started showing me things about how well people are prepared for Jesus coming. Holy Spirit directed me to see those gathering talking about businesses and some children playing Alamos Bitters bottle as a ball while some youth gathered practicing table tennis on a short bench made for sitting. They were playing table tennis on it. A bike man that was passing by, Holy Spirit showed me. Some men standing, a woman frying potatoes, yam and beans cake. A woman cutting vegetables. A lady fixing nails while some were receiving calls. Some are walking just as I was walking home. Some are in the car and Holy Spirit said, they are not ready. After I heard the same voices, you are not ready. That is, those pointed at, and I also was not ready. The question was, who is now ready? Ha! Including me, I asked myself. Holy Spirit said yes. Then I started to check myself. I discovered I failed to preach in the bus while going to work and even when coming back. Then I said to myself, could this be the reason why I am not ready? I tried checking myself again if there is any sin in my life. I asked myself these questions. Have I looked at any ladies' open breast today? Or look at any buttock? Because that has been the main thing that the devil has been using to even to test people that says that they are righteous. I mean, those who are even trying to, you know, to walk uprightly with God. If you are walking on a road, you see all sorts of things that eyes ought not to see. So I start to ask myself, who have not, you know, engaged myself or had pleasure in these things, in looking at open breast or, you know, looking at someone's buttock and all that? These are the questions I said asking myself. Likewise, you also, if you are in my shoe, it's possible you start asking yourself all sort of questions. I asked myself, or do I look at, I mean, I've said it earlier, do I look at any buttock? But I try waving my eyes from it because I just try waving my eyes. Even whenever I set my eyes on it like this, I'll just wave my eyes. That is how I've been avoiding all sort of things. I replied myself, have I lied today? Have I caused someone to be angry or someone angry at me? Where exactly do I come short of the glory of God? I asked myself. It was bitter inside my heart, but it shows outside of me by my face that things were not going all right with me. I was confused. I squeezed my face. If you jam with me that period, you will know that something is going on with me. I was not happy. I was trying to find my fault or where I'm faulty, but I didn't get to understand where and how. I suggested that maybe my unknowingly sin or a long time sin that I can't remember. Maybe it was the one that has stood my way. I was on this till I get home, dropped my bag and thank God for bringing me back home. Immediately after the prayer, Holy Spirit told me to pen the questions down. That is, who is now ready? But that was when I picked my phone, started checking my messages until I forgot. He reminded me in the night. I won't send it in the ear of a brother we are together because he was pressing phone, his mind was in the phone, he was busy pressing phone. He never asked me what Holy Spirit asked me to pen down. Because I was very weak, I find it difficult to pen it down also. Why I did some other things, for crying out loud, I was able to do other things. That same night, I wrote an art script, but I ignored to write down the question Holy Spirit told me to write. I stopped thinking about that question and the voice that told me I was not ready, and start doing my things, not knowing Jesus himself would come in my dream. I didn't see him, but his solemnity speak one word, which you are going to hear in the narration of my dream. My dream that night of 8 November 2021 to 9th November 2021 morning goes like this. It was clear that the world was not in good shape anymore. People were just doing as they like. Bad things were happening as devil was using his demons to torment the world. Then a man walked to me in that dream. It was like the man was my friend. So we have a discussion, and he banged into his life experience. That is, he obstructed discussion with his life experience. He said he was not happy that he has not been promoted. He was just stagnant in that office where he was working. He had already given up with his speech. In that dream, I encouraged him not to give up. All these are our discussions. While I discovered that we are on the highway, by the roadside, but it's on the highway, at this express. So after the word of encouragement, I told him I'll be praying for him. So I crossed to another side of the road, as if I want to board a bus back to where I was coming from. Probably if I'm going to wake up after that time. But it happens that I saw an interesting film show, and at the same time was a torment. It was tormenting. I saw policemen piercing through youth with drilling machine in their hearts. I was shocked and thought that what kind of judgment are they giving these people? They won't turn back. Won't turn back to the policeman and kick him. And immediately the policeman fell and died instantly. I was same time shocked. Ha! This one just kicked his prosecutor. Nobody to carry the policeman lying down dead. I was surprised that they didn't try to rescue the policeman from dying. I saw another youth turn back to his prosecutor, the policeman, and start fighting him. At the doing of this, I heard a solemn voice that says, "I am coming soon." And immediately, I rose from my bed. I started crying, and I went on my knee to plead Jesus to forgive me. I want to reign with him. I prayed for some time, and I dozed off. I was trying hard to understand the dream. Holy Spirit now came to me again, asking me if I'm going to pen this down. I replied, "I will." And after doing the house show, I took my book and pen and started to write. It was when I started writing, Holy Spirit was interpreting the dream, and the message in the afternoon was now clear to me. Here goes the interpretation. The message in the afternoon was for those that in the world, they don't know the Son of God yet, or they know him but are never ready to accept him. Instead, they continue in their ways. Why the dream is talking about the Christians? The interpretation of the dream goes thus. Before the interpretation and before the commencement of the dream, I was studying with my partner a Bible course we signed up for to learn and know what Jesus wants from us. We are actually on the lessons for that night that is talking about sin. She was the one doing the reading while I dozed off. When I dozed off, rather, around 10 p.m. So the dream is not something I thought of or that I thought about before sleeping. It was a revelation from Jesus to his people, and I woke up after hearing the solemnity voice of Jesus that says, "I am coming soon." Now, hear the interpretation. The express or the atmosphere that I saw in that dream represents the world we are in. The man that happens to be my friend in that dream, and that was complaining is the Christian of today, who are working for God but yet have not received good things. Your reward is in heaven. As a Christian, you are living a faithful life, yet you are broke. Yet nobody loves you as you love everybody. Yet you are not being recognized. Jesus is telling you not to give up, but to wait on him. He will reward you accordingly. I aim to know Him, to experience the power of His resurrection, to share His suffering, and to be like Him in His death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained this, that is, I have not already been perfected, but I strive to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have attained this. Instead, read, I am single-minded, forgetting the things that are behind and pressing out for these things that are ahead. That is Philippians 3 verse 10 to 13. Do well to read it. In that dream, I was made to cross to another side of the road in a Christian journey to see my fellow youth who have been tormented by the devil, who have been deceived and robbed by the devil. Devil is piercing their hearts of loving the truth, piercing their hearts of accepting the truth, believing the truth, and knowing the truth. But for the one that turns back to kick the policeman, are the youth that turn back from following Satan and his work and run to Jesus. These are the people that are kicking the devil out of their life. Those are people that are persecuting their prosecutor. While the other youth fighting the policeman, I didn't see if he wins, but he was fighting hard before I heard a voice that says, I am coming soon. This youth represent those who knows the truth, but use it when they need it. They speak in tongues when they are in church, but they never arrest the principalities of the devil in their lives. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Don't be carried away. Either you are old or small, or youth rather, small or big, rich or poor, Satan is fighting for the last time, finding who to drag to hell. Are you also fighting with the devil, or you have kicked the devil out of your life? Have you kicked that sin that has taken you as a victim of destruction? Please, my brothers and sisters, listen to this podcast. I know truly you have been hearing about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been hearing that people saying Jesus is coming soon in 2 Peter 3:4 that says, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. These are what people are saying, that since our forefather, they have been saying Jesus is coming soon, Jesus is coming soon, and yet he's not here. Jesus is not coming soon. Those are the things that people in the world are saying now. Are you listening to them? Is that what you also believe in? Are you like these people? Well, I hope you are not like them. Holy Spirit asked me to check Revelation 11 while I was praying after I had the dream. You might also check it and also read Revelation 16. But I will take you now into Revelation 16 verse 15 that says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that washeth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. I have shared with you as the Holy Spirit has given unto me. You make sure you heed to them, for it will do you good, my brothers and sisters. Listen to this broadcast for the first time. I pray God will bless and be with you. Accept the Son into your life. Are you ready? He is the light and is ready to shine in your life. If you understand that you are a sinner in need of salvation or in need of Savior, and you want to turn from your sins right from this moment and make Jesus the Lord of your life and the resident of your heart, pray this prayer below. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, but you died on the cross and shed your blood for every sin I have committed or have ever committed. I am sorry for that sin and I turn from it now. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior, my Lord, my God, my friend. I choose to follow you from this moment forward. Thank you for calling me, accepting me, and forgiving me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have been blessed with this message, please, I didn't make it compulsory for you to share, but if you want your friend, relative, families to be redeemed as you have just been redeemed, then you need to share it. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. See you again in the next episode of Who Is Now Ready? Bye.